This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The Kentucky Department of Agriculture joined with Farm Credit Services and CoBank in helping to expand the USDA summer feeding program in the state. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Quarles says the need for help is greater than normal this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
We found out that we needed more access to mobile feeding sites, more or less school buses that are retrofitted so that school meals could be provided throughout both rural and urban Kentucky across our state. And for those of you unfamiliar with summer feeding, it's a wonderful program funded through USDA where meals that go to students who would otherwise get free and reduced lunches in our school system get it throughout the summer months.
For also the donation allowed services to expand in 7 Kentucky counties.
And due to the generosity of Farm Credit of Mid-America and CoBank, we have resources to retrofit 7 to 10 school buses here in Kentucky to go to Butler, Boyd, Clinton, Fayette, Jefferson, Marshall, McCracken, and Letcher counties so that they can have additional school buses for summer feeding.
He adds the effort is to help ease the hunger problem in the state.
Those 1 in 5 Kentucky school children who may go to bed hungry at some point throughout the year, they now have another 7 or 10 school buses out there to help provide summer meals throughout the Commonwealth.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
This just in, farming is not canceled. Ag employees all over the Commonwealth are working overtime to make sure the business of agriculture carries on. Now more than ever, they're moving forward to make sure our food supply is not disrupted. Agribusiness companies are busier than ever. They're all working hard to make sure our local economies keep moving forward. When this pandemic is over, agribusiness will be leading the way to make sure our local businesses come back healthy and ready to do business. If you ate today, think of farmer.